So, Carl, a lot of people are going to use this cliche, but it's very, very true. A game of two halves, certainly.
I was just thinking of myself. Yeah, you know, we said at half-time that the 10 minutes just after half-time, you know, you're taking a 3-0 lead, they were obviously going to change things, and we didn't adapt in the way that we should have. We got the messages on, but we found it hard to get out. You know, credit to Charlie, they changed their formation and also the way that they played, and they were pumping things onto us, and we were finding it difficult to get up the pitch. And
credit where credit's due.
Credit
the first half.
They're not third in the league, no, or fourth in the league for no other reason than.
And I can't remember the stat, but I think we've scored a lot more goals against them over the two fixtures than anyone else.
Well, it's 2-3 all draws.
Yes,
2-3 all draws. Totally different 2-3 all draws, but yeah, it shows where we're at, and credit to our lads as well. You know, that's,
well, the first half I think was the best first half performance we put in for a while.
Yeah, excellent, and you know we wanted to carry that on into the second half, but like you say, they're not third in the league for a reason. The reason is because of the decent side, and they change the tactics and the formation, and we found it difficult to get out, but you know it's when it's a last minute equaliser, it's a bit,
it's gut wrenching. It's gut wrenching. Just a quick mention for the sending off. It's hard because obviously the linesman's got a view of it, we've got a view of it. From our view up here, it didn't look like Basso connected with anyone.
Didn't connect with anyone. Didn't. When I went over to the referee, I said to the linesman, "What?" He said, "He's punched him in the face." I said, "No, he hasn't," because I've watched it like you've watched it and everybody else in the ground. And then he said, "Well, he had a clenched fist," and it's like, so he was just honestly very, very frustrating.
The third goal, the cross into the box. A goalkeeper would have come out and punched it.
Yeah, but if he's on the pitch, that goal doesn't happen because he don't just pump it in. But
and it comes a minute or so after anybody, our chance. But,
you know, I feel for Adriano because anybody who knows him knows that he's a great kid.
He's been cracking over the last 10 games.
Fantastic goalkeeper, but more so a nice person, a really nice person. You know, he's.
I blame myself. We were going to invite him on for a post-match interview because, like you say, he has been great, but. The other thing to say as well is that this fixture just seems to attract red cards. I mean, that's the 10th sending off in the history of that fixture. There you go, Stat Central round here. We move on then to the weekend's fixture against Stockport. What are you expecting?
A really tough game. They're flying at the minute. You know, Jim Gannon's got them playing some good football. So, but it'll be a great occasion again, like it was last year. I'm sure our Reds will turn out in force for us, and we'll try and put on the kind of performance that'll make him proud.
Well, thanks for joining us, Carl, and commiserations, Dave.
Cheers,
thanks,
Ben.
Carl.